Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account that spans over a couple of subreddits and updates as well. So, it's titled, I32Male Cheated on My Wife, 29Female, 2 years ago. And she might find out soon. Please, I am not here to be judged. I've beaten myself up and gone through therapy for my mistakes. I'm here for advice, or just maybe a space to vent. I cheated on my wife about 2 years ago. It was a short affair, 4 months, but my wife never found out. Mary, a fair partner, had a lot to lose if anyone knew, so we just went on with our lives and never said anything. The affair ended because we were both not in a good place and we realized that we were just toxic to ourselves and the people around us. We rarely talked afterwards and eventually she blocked me off of social media. No hard feelings. Over these past 2 years, my wife and I grew strong together and we're in an amazing place in our lives. Recently, I've discovered my friend, Tom, unfriended me on social media and on the PlayStation 5. Which was weird because we were just talking normally last week. To me, this is a red flag because he's also friends with Mary and her husband. I messaged Tom yesterday and he left me on red. At the moment, I'm semi-panicking because things have been perfect lately and my wife and I are making some big changes this upcoming year. Part of me feels like maybe I should tell my wife what happened, but what if I'm making this into a bigger issue and it is not? Side note, the reason I have not told my wife the truth before is because my therapist has said that if giving someone news that would do no good for anyone, then you can keep it to yourself. At the moment, I am feeling paranoid. If Mary's husband knows, then why hasn't he confronted me or my wife? I know I'm the bad guy in this, and I know I'm not a victim. So Reddit, any words of advice? Gotta first start off with, what kind of advice is that from the therapist? Gee whiz. And I think there's only going to be one way in the situation, and that's to tell your wife what happened. And it's pretty much that simple to me. I can't think any other way around it. But Shallowish Puddle says, better she hear it from you than from someone else. Either way, you are fucked. So brace yourself and get ready for her to boot you the fuck out. What the Fuck Happened says, if you come clean, then at least she will know you respected her enough to let her decide whether to stay with you. It also means she's more likely to believe and you are giving her the full story. If she finds out from someone else, you have zero credibility. She may not believe it's over or that it was your only affair. She may also feel disrespected that other people knew before she did and let your therapist make the decision about whether she should stay with her husband who was unfaithful instead of giving her the chance. Different people feel differently about this. The lying is worse than the cheating and so my advice is 100% come clean ASAP. Tell her it's been eating you up inside. At least that's an indication you feel badly and dishonesty isn't natural. Facts or Fiction says, and quotes, the reason I've not told my wife the truth before is because my therapist has said that if giving someone news that would do no good for anyone, then you can keep it to yourself. Then says, wow, this was bad advice from your therapist. The good it would do your wife is the ability to decide whether or not she wants to be in a relationship with someone who has cheated on her. Robbing her of that choice is very disrespectful. Hope you find a new therapist who doesn't enable these kind of choices. As for your marriage, you absolutely need to tell your wife. If it comes from anyone other than you, it will hurt 100 times worse. If you want any hope of your marriage recovering, you sit her down, be honest with her, apologize sincerely, with no excuses or justifications, and make it clear that it's her decision whether or not she wants to repair things, and you will be proactive about rebuilding trust if she gives you a second chance. T. Smith says, If this were happening to me and I found out about your affair that occurred 2 years ago, I would immediately throw you to the curb and make your life absolutely miserable, because I would know that you'd been lying for the entire length of our relationship and I just found out about only this one. Your therapist is an absolute idiot, and because of him, you'll be alone with absolutely no chance of reconciliation. And finishing off with 911, who says your therapist is a fucking idiot. And as I mentioned, this crosses several subreddits. So the first one went to legal advice, and it goes back to relationships in a second. There might be a little bit of overlap in that one, but this post was called, "Can a consensual affair be considered sexual harassment?" Some backstory: I had an affair 2 years ago with a co-worker, Jackie, lasted a couple of months. I recently came clean to my wife. We're in a rough patch, but working through it. I currently have a new job, only stay connected with a couple of my ex-co-workers. One of them recently told me that Jackie resigned under unknown circumstances. I didn't care, obviously, until I received an email from my old boss stating that someone made a sexual harassment complaint against me. Side note, Jackie is also married. Keep in mind that I've been working in a new job for a while now. The email states that until further notice, I'm not allowed near my last job. Not that I have gone. Further investigation must be made before they can give me the details. Part of me thinks that Jackie's husband recently found out, so Jackie is going through a fallout and quitting her job is part of it. Anyway, the affair was consensual, but I'm not sure if that is considered sexual harassment. I live in the US. In addition, are there any repercussions I should prepare for, especially since I don't work for them anymore? This is confusing and potentially harmful to my professional career. Edit: we were in different departments, about the same pay grade and position. Edit 2: in case you missed it, I'm in the USA. And just a brief overview on the comments, there weren't very many on this one, just basically asking, were you her boss, basically if any power over or anything like that. To which OP said, you know, they were in similar position, different departments, so everyone else went on to say then, nothing illegal happened here at all. The next post went back to relationships and said, titled, "Old Affair Partner is Out to Get Me," which said, "I just want to state that I'm here not to be judged for my past actions, but this is Reddit, so I know I can't avoid it completely. If you look at my past post, I had an affair about 2 years ago, I came clean to my wife, and we were working on ourselves, so it's been a struggle. Recently, my old job contacted me, letting me know that there is a sexual harassment claim put against me by my affair partner. Basically, the claim was that I kissed her first. I was able to defend myself well. There was a lead up to the kiss, and we kissed each other afterwards. Now, she has made more claims about other times we did things at work. I have a meeting tomorrow with my old boss to discuss the specifics of it, but I'm just worried that this will travel to my current job and cause me to lose my job. For more background, I'm not exactly sure why this is all happening now, but I think my affair partner's husband's found out. From what I'm seeing, my affair partner is not living with her husband at the moment, but that is speculation from little evidence. The whole affair was consensual, so I'm lost as to why I'm being targeted. Any advice on this whole matter? I tried going to legal advice subreddit, but I didn't get much help." An overview on the comments on that one said, you know, she's basically trying to get back with her husband, so she's trying to make you look like the bad guy so she can possibly repair her relationship on her end. With floods of comments afterwards just saying, get a fucking lawyer immediately. And then there was a final update on this one, which said, "Update, old affair partner is out to get me," and then said, "So a lot has happened since my last post. I'm not sure if this is a final update, but I hope it is. I reached out to a close friend who's married to a lawyer. I received some good advice on how to move forward. I did the next interview in which a lot more accusations from the same person was added. Most of what was said was skewed or taken out of proportion. I'm not saying any of this to defend myself. The affair did happen. Basically, my affair partner played the victim card and submitted incomplete proof. But luckily, I had proof that countered majority of her claims. Once again, this was a consensual affair. This is why this whole mess is extremely shocking, because this all happened 2 years ago, and I also haven't worked at that job for a while now. After that interview, in the span of almost 2 weeks, I've learned that she basically told all my old co-workers, including some old clients that I am close with, but also adding actual lies in which people are starting to question her, because that is extremely out of character of me. All of this made no sense, other than my assumption that she is definitely targeting me. As I briefly mentioned in my last post, I think her husband found out, and either she's trying to play the victim to win him back, or she just wants me to suffer how she is. Why else would she tell so many people, then create lies on top of it? I finally received the results of the investigation. I don't want to go into details, but I would say there is somewhat of a relief. Unfortunately, there has been a lot of damage already done by her. I'm emotionally and mentally broken. I know I deserve the consequences for my actions of having an affair, but all of this added craziness was not necessary. For all those who are wondering, the wife and I are taking it one day at a time. We're starting couples counseling soon. I'm nowhere close to being okay, but my wife is expecting a lot from me moving forward. Hopefully, my next post will be some positive advice I need. I will add that I'm currently worried that my affair partner is still out to get me. She is targeting my wife's friends, but I don't have any proof yet. And holy moly, what an absolute roller coaster, all stemmed from cheating. And I know OP was saying towards the end there that they're mentally and emotionally broken right now, and I can get that going through all that sort of stuff, accusations and various stuff must be extremely stressful. But I think, you know, OP really needs to focus right now on their relationship. They've been given a second chance. Not many people that I know of or stories that I've read are willing to move past cheating, and maybe it won't. We read a story just the other day where a man was cheated on, and then like 2 years later himself, he said he just couldn't do it no more. It's just in his head all the time and couldn't move past it. But a couple more comments from this one, just to finish it up with. Interesting Flan says, don't for a second feel sorry for yourself. Direct all that energy to giving things to your wife. Requiem says, and it wasn't even your BS that did it. Damn, karma is wild. I had an uncle who told me, affairs are somewhat similar to playing Russian roulette. Never go for the small caliber, because if it goes off, you might live. Agree or disagree. It's the first time I think I'd agree with him. I hope you're doing enough to show your BS you're worth it. Good luck. And the final one from Mindtaker, who says, I am a firm anti-cheater, zero forgiveness type of guy, but I am also a firm blackmail liars are below the bottom of the barrel type of people. Yeah, you deserve to personally pay a price for being shitty, but not professionally. Hope you kick this thing's ass and that shitty lady pays for it. She also deserves to pay personally, but also very much professionally for all this nonsense. As far as your success with your wife, no comment beyond, I hope she ends up happy regardless of how I feel about things. She deserves it for all she has to put up with. Now, I turn this one to you guys. There was no further update after that yet. We will keep an eye on it as always. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And our next story comes from 100% Avocado, who says, entitled Sister Steals Cats and Nearly Ends Her Actual Sister. Okay, this story is sort of complicated, so I'll try and make it as clear as possible. First off, I have no freaking idea what this woman was even thinking, but apparently that's par for the Karen course. The cast is Petunia, half-sister on dad's side, Lily, older half-sister from mum's first marriage and the only sister whom I was raised with. Parents, mum and dad, me, the avocado. To start this story, you need some background. My father had a best friend whom he had known for years. Friend is sterile. Ask dad for donation. Dad agrees under the circumstance that he is not to be involved because he was already with my mum and had the above mentioned sister. Friend agrees, donation happens, Petunia is born. And friend dies when she is 4 months. Petunia's mother remarries a very rich man and all is well in the world. Fast forward 16 years and Petunia finds Dad on the Book of Faces and demands to see him. He's careful, tries to get hold of her mother, no dice, but tells her if she wants to meet, then her mother must approve it and set up a place to meet. Well, P shows up with a bunch of bags and Dad watches a car drive off. Petunia has lied and her parents have dumped her on us for the summer. She spends the entire summer making mother, dad, me and sister miserable because we can't afford the things she's used to. Any attempt to call mother is ignored because they're on vacation in Europe. Dad doesn't want to call the police because he feels bad for Petunia. Petunia leaves and we think she'll stay away. Nope, she shows up 3 years later with a baby and tries to get Lily to babysit because you're the eldest, you're old enough to have kids of your own, so this will be like practice for you. Lily declines. She doesn't actually like children and says something along the lines of, "The only babies I will ever care for is them," meaning her cats. Petunia refuses to accept this and keeps hounding us all to babysit because family. Oh dear. Lily flat out tells her, "You are not my family. You're just my stepfather's daughter. You can't pull that card on me. I said no and I mean it." We think that's the end of it because by now, no one is wanting to babysit, which leads to angry rants on the Book of Faces about how we are ruining her life and keeping her from enjoying her youth because we are so selfish. Again, this ignored, but not for long. 2 days ago, Petunia showed up at the house claiming she wanted to talk to Dad. He was busy and no one else was home, so he told her to wait in the living room because he would only be gone a few minutes. Apparently, this was long enough for Petunia to grab my sister's cats and leave. Dad said he came back, was shocked she was gone, but shrugged it off. Mum and sister came home and an hour later, when Dad mentioned the visit, they all thought it was weird. An hour later, I have come home and sister is frantically looking for her cats. It's assumed they got out when Petunia came over. She let them out and we're looking around the trees and calling for the furballs. Sister is having a full-on panic attack and Dad ends up calling an ambulance because she passed out. Sister has bad anxiety. Sister ends up in the hospital, Mum stays with her and Dad keeps looking for the cats. I'm keeping in contact with Mum via text and she let me know that sister is being admitted for observation. Dad and I are frantic because we know if we don't find the cats or worst, find them dead, sister may go downhill. We were lucky though, as not too long after, we had just about given up hope. We get a call from my older brother. Turns out Petunia had taken the cats to the Humane Society, the same one he worked at, and was claiming the cats needed to be put down immediately. He didn't see Petunia turn them in because he was in the back, but he recognized the fuzzballs and was able to get Dad to come down and claim ownership of the cats. Now Dad is working on filing a lawsuit and a police case for stolen property and the harm this did to my sister. The icing on the cake was when Dad texts Petunia to ask why she did it and her claim was because now Lily can babysit without worrying about those horrible creatures. And we have a couple of little updates on this one as well, but it's one of those wild ones that takes me back to the days of, you know, when we used to cover entitled parents back in the day, a couple years back now. Absolute wild level behavior. Someone taking cats to Humane Society and, you know, demanding that they be put down. Who thinks like that? But Mystery Girl White says, was there ever anything about why Petunia's mum and stepfather abandoned her at Opie's house in the first place? Was that also they could take some stupid vacation? Opie replied saying essentially they dropped her off with the intention of just leaving her there for the summer. The update says, okay, I'll be updating as more happens, but seeing as so many were asking for an update, I figure I've left you all in limbo long enough to have something worth posting. One, sister is back home. Yay. The doctor had to run a shitload of tests, including stress tests, blood tests, ECGs, etc. And tell my parents that the stress caused something called broken heart syndrome, which my sister is on medication for now, and while in the hospital and will be monitored every so often to make sure it doesn't happen again. Dad asked if this could have killed her, and doctor basically said that it was very close to a heart attack, which is scary in and of itself. Two, Petunia has been arrested. Dad filed a report stating everything that she had done, and while this is super satisfying, it gets better. They put a warrant out for her arrest because of the theft, but also because she was apparently on probation for a DUI. And guess what, people? She had a ticket to Italy in her bag, leading the officers to safely assume she was trying to flee the country. also against her probation. Not only that, but my brother was able to go back to the Humane Society and get the log sheet for the day she turned in the cats. She signed my sister's name. So now we're looking at a possible case of fraud, assuming not proven yet. 3. A restraining order has been put into the works, with every member of my immediate family being placed on it, so she cannot contact any of us in the near future. 4. Her mother and stepfather are threatening to sue us for harassment, since apparently it's our fault she is now being held in custody. /sarcasm. 5. All forms of social media that me and all my siblings /parents use have been locked down or downright deleted because we don't actually trust her or her parents to try and sneak in using fake accounts. I'll give more details as they come up. Thank you for your time. And then there's one more update which came a year later, which says, I won't give details because the case is still ongoing, but Petunia is facing additional charges, as are her parents. 1. They've lost custody of the baby who has been taken by the father and his parents. 2. We've had to move because of the harassment and attacks from Petunia's flying monkeys. 3. My sister is currently on several medications for anxiety, depression and PTSD from all this and is terrified to leave the house now. She's in therapy and seems to be doing better, but she's struggling. I know it's not the happy ending everyone was wishing for, but it is what it is. We're just taking it a day at a time. And I've got to admit, I do struggle with posts like these because it's just so, so wild. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm sure stuff like this can happen and does happen in the world, you know. There's just too many people out there willing to do crazy shit. But I just want to cast back to the beginning, yeah, where the dad gave a sperm donation for Petunia to be born. And I'm not sure how it all works, to be quite honest, but in different countries and states and all that sort of stuff. But I wonder if there was some sort of contract in place because he didn't want anything to do with Petunia, but they just suddenly turn up and drop her off just like that. And if there was contracts in place, contracts is not the right word, wouldn't they be breaking those by doing this? And then go to the cat issue again. Who could take cats, you know, healthy cats, and then take them to the vet and say, you know, I want these put down. I'm willing to let that sit on their conscience and be happy with that to just move on because they want a babysitter of all things. Holy moly, that one's exhausted me. But now I turn this one to you guys. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the channel. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. I just want you to know that. Thank you so much. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.